Our next panel is on insurance and surety bonds. On this panel, we have United States Bankruptcy Court Judge Marvin Isger. He has been a bankruptcy judge in the Southern District of Texas for nearly 20 years now, appointed to his second term February 1st, 2018. As was mentioned earlier, he's written so many excellent opinions. If you're researching any topic, chances are there's a Judge Isger opinion on it. Judge serves in many capacities in the Southern District of Texas and nationally, and we thank you for all your devotion and time and public service and for being a mentor to so many of us. Joining him on this panel is Julie Harrison. Julie Harrison practices restructuring and bankruptcy law in the Houston office of Norton Rose Fulbright. Her principal areas of practice are restructuring and bankruptcy. She represents debtors, creditors, committees, and Chapter 11 cases. She also has experience in cross-border insolvency matters and complex commercial litigation. She's been recognized for her many accomplishments in our field, and she's an active leader in our bar, and we thank her for her service in that regard. And joining the panel is Audrey Hornisher. She's a senior attorney at Clark Hill in Dallas. She counsels clients in corporate restructurings and secured transactions in a range of industries, including energy, finance, insurance, manufacturing, retail, and technology. Prior to joining Clark Hill, she was a judicial law clerk for Judge King in the Western District of Texas. She also serves our bar in many ways, including as a professional education liaison for the Young Lawyers Committee of the State Bar of Texas and as president of the Dallas-Fort Worth Association of Young Bankruptcy Lawyers. With that, please join me in welcoming our panel.
Thank you. This morning we recruited a fourth member of the panel. My new boss, Chris Lopez, is going to run the microphone. So if you have questions, Lopez will find you and hand you a microphone so that you can ask him. Where are you, Chris?
He's right back here.
Okay. Chris, get a microphone.
Yep, we're going to dive right into some insurance 101. We'll cover surety 101, and then we'll have some facts to present, some scenarios that we'll walk through. Obviously in bankruptcy cases, there's a ton of different insurance policies that are implicated, whether it's D&O policies, casualty policies, business interruption, which we saw a lot of during COVID. And at a very basic level, insurance policies are bilateral contracts, insured, insurer. They're really meant to provide protection and coverage in the event of a loss. And in a typical scenario, you have an insured paying a premium to the insurer, and there's no obligation for the insured to then repay the insurer in the event of a loss, with the exception of a deductible, which we'll cover. And then also, insurance policies typically have contractual subrogation rights, where an insurer can seek recovery against a third party who may be responsible for the loss. Those are kind of the, we'll compare and contrast the insurance and surety. Those are the highlights on our PowerPoint. Two other kind of important things to mention with respect to insurance that will come into play in the scenarios that we'll talk through are, first, property of the estate issues. So generally, an insurance policy itself is property of the bankruptcy estate. Insurance proceeds of the policy may or may not be property of the estate. And the question is generally whether the debtor would have had a right to keep and receive those proceeds pre-petition. So, for example, casualty, fire, business interruption insurance, generally the answer is going to be yes. For liability, malpractice insurance proceeds, generally the answer is going to be no. That's the Edgeworth case out of the Fifth Circuit. The exception, particularly in the liability insurance space, is this idea of a secondary impact on the estate. So that's the OGA Charters case that came out of the Fifth Circuit, where when the sum of the claims exceeds the policy limits, those proceeds are going to be property of the estate, really for the purpose of ensuring equitable distribution to claimants, so that you don't have a situation like in OGA Charters where horrible bus accident, lots of claimants come out of the woodworks asserting claims far in excess of the policy limits. You don't want a situation where one party can settle up to the policy limits and then everybody else is left out to dry. The second topic that is a really important distinction in bankruptcy is the distinction between deductibles versus self-insured retention. Those are oftentimes conflated, and people refer to the SIRs, self-insured retention, as high deductibles. That's not really the case.